Some men climb a mountain, some men swim the sea, some men fly above the sky, they are what they must be. But baby, the rain,
I gotta hear a little bit more, Richard. This is Glenn Yarborough. It's a beautiful song called Baby, the Rain Must Fall. Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's, like in Pastor Drew Sams, who is our guest for two segments of Teen Rap. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California for the last 6 years, and he's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to my show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, good to be back.
As you said on the break, this is certainly a serious topic, but it's obviously a very important one. And I'm very grateful to have you for two segments, because there's no way we could even touch the surface of this topic in just one segment. What I am very interested, I understand you have not only some interesting references from Scripture, but you also have some statistics to both agree with and disagree with some of the suppositions that Wayne and I were discussing in the previous segment about who and how much, who does and how successful people are as far as committing suicide. So where would you like to begin?
Well, I guess we can start with the facts.
Okay.
You know, of course, with statistics, there's a lot of organizations that measure statistics. And so anything that I'm going to share during this broadcast is coming from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And boy, the first one, approximately 36,000 people in the U.S. die by suicide each year, which breaks down to one every 16 minutes.
Holy cow.
You had asked me on the break, I know that the men's room was just the segment preceding this, and there were some thoughts, you know, do men or women attempt or suicide more? According to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, men are more successful in carrying out the suicide because they use more violent means, such as a handgun or hanging. However, women are three times as likely to attempt suicide.
That is so interesting.
I never would have guessed that.
No, we were really believing that women have a greater outlet to discuss their issues and problems with other women, and men very often in adulthood are isolated. Do you have any statistics for teen boys and girls? I mean, I wonder if it's similar for the teen boys and girls.
Not for boys and girls, but we do know, according to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, that suicide is the third leading cause of death for people aged 10 to 24, but it's the second leading cause of death among college students.
Wow. What is number one?
You know, it doesn't say. I'm looking through. I was given a PowerPoint presentation, but it does say, though, that suicide exceeds the rate of homicide 3 to 2. For every two homicides in the U.S., there are three suicides.
Oh, that's across all demographics?
Across all demographics.
Wow.
And another one, from 1979 to 2005, more people died by suicide than died from AIDS and HIV-related diseases.
Wow. That is stunning, given how epidemic that was in those during that time period.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because it's not like 2000 to 2005. This is 1979.
I know. That's exactly what I was responding to.
You know, I don't know if you've covered this topic yet, but as I'm going through these statistics, there's one that jumped out at me, that 20% of us will have a suicide within our immediate family.
Meaning a successful one.
Yeah, I think the way that they're defining suicide, it looks like successful.
It's kind of a peculiar word to lump with suicide, but I don't really think of it as successful, but a completed. Let's just say that.
I apologize if I come across callous in using that word. I don't mean that at all. But
no, you're just reading from the stat sheet. We understand that.
Yeah. But boy, a lot of just alarming facts of a topic that I don't think is talked about much, so I commend you for even bringing this up.
Well, as I said in the article, this was not a man I knew very well. He was what I've termed a virtual friend. somebody that I had actually never spoken with, but I knew. I'd read things he'd written and been part of live chats in which on Twitter in which he was participating. So when I heard a lot of the people in the community that I reside in social media, which there's several, there were some people that knew this man really well. And it was a very – the reaction from them is what started touching me, because they were so affected, because on the surface, and that's what's so relevant to what we've been talking about, what we talked about with Wayne, particularly with men, on the surface, he seemed to have it all. And so often we look at people, other people, and we just think they do have it all, when we don't know what's going on inside their minds and their homes and their bedrooms. We don't know what pain they're feeling emotionally or physically. And as Wayne also said, a lot of men, particularly leaders, and this would be interesting to hear your thoughts on this, they have an obligation to kind of keep up a certain front and an image. So revealing a vulnerability is not part of that image. If you're president of blah, 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 if you're the leader of a community, if you're the pastor of a congregation, you're not allowed to be depressed. That's not part of your job description.
Oh, it's so true, and I would assume that would even fuel those dark moments, because in some ways because of your position in society or in a corporation, wherever it is, maybe you feel even more stuck, more backed into a corner. And as people get into a darker and darker place, as they spiral down, often they don't have people to turn to and talk to and ask for help, as you were saying. I wish there was that statistic here as I'm going through it, you know, to look at demographic of leaders.
Well, I also I've heard, and I don't know if you have it broken down in any way by profession, but I've heard that a lot of doctors commit suicide. I mean, maybe a disproportionate amount for that profession than certain other professions. And again, you're on the surface, you go, that makes no sense. These are high achieving, intelligent men that are or women that may more than likely have decent incomes, have steady incomes, have job security, which is something nowadays that's so elusive.
Boy, it just reminds us that what we see on the outside isn't always what's happening on the inside.
Oh, is that true? Is that true? We are coming to the end of our first segment. I'd like to get your thoughts on it from a biblical point of view, and I know that you have some interesting examples of famous figures from the Bible who have had their own struggles. And I think what that speaks to is you are not alone. And when you're going through something hard, trust me, there are thousands and millions of others that have gone through it and more often than not survived it and surpassed it. So I'm eager to hear some of that. Also, from your particular ministry and your particular role at Calvary of being the teen pastor, you must be dealing with ups and downs, not to mention, I'm sure, given the size of your congregation, actual loss of congregants.
Oh, it's tremendous. Even this week, I'm helping. I'm walking alongside a family whose daughter has verbalized that she was going to take her own life. This is probably the best success story that I could share.
Good.
Two years ago, I might have mentioned it maybe in another program with you, but 2 years ago, this Halloween, we actually rescued a parent of a teen who had cried out to help in a text to one of our leaders.
You did tell us that. Yes.
I think, and it's been 2 years now, and she is thriving. She's doing great, and because of the response of one of our leaders and myself and getting the police involved, they were actually able to rescue her after she had already attempted suicide.
Wow.
And I won't go into all the details, but they were able to rescue her.
Excellent.
And bring her back to life, actually.
And how she must look back at that with, like, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? How could I have even gone there? And yet people do by the droves, as you've alluded to very specifically with your stats. Let's continue after the break, Pastor Drew.
Sounds great.
Okay, we'll be right back after this short break. You smile